Glory to God, Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. Jesus is the Son of God and He's Lord God Almighty. The Holy Spirit is God. Amen. Humans were born to fellowship with God, with Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit. And He's the most wonderful, most beautiful person in the universe. Heaven is filled with the presence of Jesus, amen, with the Holy Spirit. And so is the earth. Lord, send out laborers to the harvest fields, to India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, the countries surrounding India and that region. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. I bless those listening to this podcast. I pray that you will reveal your glory to them, your presence and your glory. If they're not saved, that they get saved. In Jesus' name. This is Wonder and Reality. My name's Jim. This is hopefully going to air on March 6th in the United States, 2024. This series is about heaven, and then one of the themes of the series is that heaven and earth are connected. This message is part of the introduction to this series. Amen. That because this subject is so vast, anyone who makes it to heaven will experience what Jesus called eternal life. Which is an eternal life is knowing the only true, He said this, Jesus said, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. That's what eternal life is, knowing Him, and that's an eternal revelation. Eternal revelation. Especially today, because of several things, but in modern times, we could say, you know, the last 100-150 years, we now have revelations from people who have actually been, numerous people who have been to heaven. Now, and the same thing with hell. So this is, there's one theme of this short message. It's just, it's a privilege to present this. I want to do it, I need to, and I have to. At the end of this message, I may tell you more about that. And as usual, I'm going to try to present what I want to present in as short a time as possible. But mainly, even as I say that, a key is that we be, you know, our relationship with the Almighty God, it's a walk with Jesus Christ. And when we meet Him in the power of the Holy Spirit, when we meet the Holy Spirit, that's when everything happens. That's the key. You know, if there's one key that someone listens to in this message, it's that it's a relationship. The key, the presence of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and a relationship with Him. He's a person. He's God, but He's also a person. Amen. Maybe in the next message I'll present that subject. I was thinking about that earlier. What a privilege. Every person on the earth can have a relationship with the Almighty God, a relationship that lasts for eternity. Well, that's the greatest privilege. No matter who someone is, no matter where they are in the world, no matter what they have or don't have, nothing, that they can have a relationship with the Almighty God. And so God, the only true God, has justified Himself to the whole world because He's available. Amen. Amen. Okay. Here's the theme of this short message. is that just as heaven and earth are connected, and that's such a wonderful subject. There's a subject also that is not so wonderful. It is difficult at times to speak about it. I'll just go ahead and say it. I'll try to keep this portion of the message short. And the best way to say it is just anyone who doesn't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior when they die will end up in hell. And hell is actually in the center of the earth. Jesus has revealed that in modern times. And it's in the Bible also. And so we could say, and I could be wrong, is that earth and hell are connected, because hell and the other places of the hell is definitely in the earth. The other places of the underworlds, there's four other places, they likely are in the earth too. So we could say that. Again, I want to repeat myself. I could be wrong. I'm just saying this to present this overall subject and theme. You know, earth and hell are connected in that way, but also anyone who doesn't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, while they're alive on the earth, they are missing out on eternal life, but they are also in eternal, their spirit person's not alive, and when they die, they will go to eternal death in hell. Now, here's what I want to say about hell. I have not spoken, you know, as you know, if you follow this podcast, I've been away for some months. I've had a lot going on. I'll explain that later, but I want to get back to giving these messages within our ministry. It's a privilege to do this. I want to say thank you to our followers and listeners, and our wonderful followers, listeners, partners, people who follow this ministry. Thank you. We're praying for you. We're here for you. And so thank you for all that you're doing. Anything you can do will help this ministry, especially prayer and giving financially. But here's what I want to say, okay? This is a conclusion I've come to. There's 3 points. Number one, most people on the earth who are living today do not believe that there is a hell that is as it is revealed in the Bible and described in the Bible. How do we know that? Because most people aren't saved. And these 3 points, this is after much study and prayer and contemplation. Okay, number two, most people do not believe that hell is as horrible as it really is. Hell is horrible suffering that is almost beyond comprehension. It's the worst possible suffering that a person can endure and experience. Likely, every person in hell is burned with fire continually, all the time, and they have all of their senses, and their senses are much stronger in hell. Okay, that's just one thing about hell, but there's many other torments. Okay, that's just one of them. There's demons torment people. People are in excruciating, they're being burned, which is excruciating pain, but they are in pain in other ways. They are, they can never sleep or rest. They have no food, no water, nothing good, no sunlight, nothing. But most people don't believe, even if you explain to them, yes, there's a hell, they do not believe, let me just say it that way, they do not believe that hell is as horrible as it really is, as Jesus describes it in the Bible, if we just go by the Bible. Okay, some of the descriptions I just gave are from modern revelations of hell. Okay, number three, And here's the real tragic thing. Most people, I keep saying that, on the earth will actually end up in hell. How do we know that? Jesus said, strive to enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, broad is the road that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Many. But he said, how narrow is the gate and constricted is the way that leads to life, and there are few who find it. So he revealed it right there as clear as he could. Many and few. Now, here's what's interesting. I've said this before, but today, because of modern times, they, whoever is in charge of world population and demographics and studying that and coming up with all of it, it's a fascinating subject. They found that 30% of the world population, 30% is either Catholic or Christian. 30%. You can look that up on any, it's right there on the internet. Within 10 seconds, someone can find that statistic, which is amazing because, and then 70% are in other religions or no religion at all and so forth. Well, that just proves that what Jesus said is exactly right. Because of that 30%, hopefully all of those people know Jesus as Lord and Savior and will end up in heaven. God's a God of mercy. But it may not be that way. It may actually be that, you know, if God did the statistics, he may say, well, it's actually 24% of people on the earth. Or it may even be lower or higher. All I'm saying is, 500 years ago, the only way people would be able to confirm what Jesus said, if they had a Bible. Most people 500, 600 years ago didn't even have a Bible. But those who did see that scripture, the only way that they could be able to, you know, tell would be by the people that they know in their town, in their village or neighborhood, town, village, town, city, wherever they live. They could say, well, look, here's all the people I know, and here's the how many know, you know, if they knew the Lord Jesus as Savior, and then they might be able to get an indication. But because of modern technology, how amazing it is that we can see the stats right there. They're not exact, but they are right on. They're exactly what Jesus said. Now, that's something I don't think I've ever said in this podcast. Jesus is God. Everything he said is true. He even said, you know, and truth and eternal truth. And so some of them don't deal with a statistic, right? Most of them don't. Who knows? That may be one of the one or few of the things he said that is a statistic today. Like, I mean, it's, and again, it's not an exact statistic, but we can even see that from the people that we know. If we know a certain number of people, or if we've met people, if we went and did a poll, if we went and just randomly went to a city, maybe not where, and just asked 100 people, please tell me what your religion is, you know, it would probably line up with the 70%, 30%. Probably. Maybe a little different depending on where you are in the world. If you're in, it's fascinating. Jesus is God. Everything he said is perfect and true. Amen. So let me finish with, I want to continue this intro to heaven and hell. Heaven, so wonderful. Heaven, glorious beyond description, filled with the presence of Jesus. And heaven is this, it's a planet that is beautiful. But the main thing is, anyone in heaven is in the presence of Jesus, which is the Holy Spirit, and he's available on the earth. He's a person. That's something I want to emphasize in this series. He's a person. He has been sent to the earth. Okay, he's here on the earth. He's God. And he's glorious and beautiful. He is Jesus Christ unlimited. Amen. So someone can know him, and there's, you know, what I said earlier about how God has justified himself, where there's many, probably it's an infinite number of ways that he's justified himself. Here's just a few examples. He offers not just to walk beside us, but to live within us. That's the unspeakable part of the unspeakable mystery of knowing God through his Son Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, is that he lives within us and in us. And he, you know, it's this glorious, wonderful mystery, but also a reality that we can experience him every day. Amen. And yes, things might be difficult, and we may have, everyone likely has challenges, and there's, but in the midst of that, we can, he can give us, and he offers true fulfillment. That's another thing I want to emphasize. You know, the things humans long for, that every human longs for, likely every human, there could be some that don't, but just those things, love and hope and peace and joy and faith and it, but joy, that's a big one, you know, peace, fulfillment. Jesus said, he who comes to me shall never hunger, he who believes in me shall never thirst. The living water, he who drinks the living water that I shall give him shall never thirst. Satisfied, fulfilled, you know, that's what, that, how wonderful, that's what he offers. It's first and foremost, it's someone can get saved and find eternal life, and make, they're headed for heaven, and they're you know, they've gone from death to life, and they're missing hell. That's the very first thing. How, but a patriarch of the faith has often said, it's not enough to get saved just to avoid hell. It's because we meet Jesus and we find his love and him, you know, his love, his hope, forgiveness, and everything good that a human needs and wants. Amen. Fulfillment, but, you know, a human can't truly fulfill us, but what Jesus does, Jesus offers that. Thank you for listening. Please visit our main website, wonderreality.org, and blessings.